Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just spell it out, or if you want to go to the short one, here it is, jbsba.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven. That's what I think. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday afternoon by email in the afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. Or the blog, you can check it out at the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of other things there, including a few resources on the topic we're going to talk about today with our new friend Joe LaBava. Joe and his father are the founders of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated out of Ohio. And we're going to talk about franchising with Joel. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. And how are things in Cleveland?
Well, we are
coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, the outplacements that I work with are all telling me that there's a lot of hiring going on, and it's pretty upper level jobs.
Well, I'm excited to see that. I'm in White Plains right now, broadcasting live from White Plains, New York, and this is a city that was apparently a little bit on the skids to some degree over the last few years, and my good friends Barbara and Malcolm Weltman. We're here. We were with last night. We're taking us around, showing us how this city has become revitalized, and Cleveland's doing the same thing. I've been to Cleveland within the last few years, and it's exciting to see the big cities coming back. And Joel, I'm actually going to be in Cleveland in August with the American Chamber of Commerce executives.
Oh, good. Hopefully, I can stop by and meet you in person.
We'll make that happen.
Yes.
Yeah, the ACCE is having their annual conference up there in Cleveland.
That's right. I read about that.
So I'm looking forward to being near you guys, and we've got a great affiliate up there in your area, don't we?
Sure do. WELWAM.
Yeah, we like those guys. Joel, as you know, I like talking about franchising because I think there are a lot of people out there who want and need to be in a small business owner, but maybe they just don't have the right idea of their own. They don't want to have to come up with all the ideas on their own, and they want to do what I call entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines,
mm-hmm.
which is franchising.
Yes.
And that's your expertise. Talk to my audience a little bit about your thoughts on franchising in the 21st century.
Thank you very much. Franchising is growing and growing and growing. There are so many disillusioned middle managers and executives that are really, really getting tired of how corporate America treats them. Not all corporate America, but some corporate America. And they're finding that they need to take matters in their own hands. Most people that I meet with in person aren't seeing me because they want to build this huge empire of 30 or 40 franchised units. They see me because they want to gain back some control in their lives. And most of the time, that's what it's about. It's about control. They want to call the shots. They want to be able to take a vacation when they want to take a vacation, not having to look at the calendar at work and see who else is ahead of them for the week they want to go
out
of town.
Or if they don't get to take a vacation because they've got so much work to do, they're working for their own account.
That's right. And it really is about control. And franchising is something we kind of call a corporate halfway house. it's entrepreneurial for them, but if certain people are used to working within a system, a corporate environment, then franchising could be one of the ways for them to take control of their own lives.
I could see where somebody with corporate background would be a good franchise candidate rather than somebody who was such a raw entrepreneur without a lot of structured background. And I'm sure you've seen this too, Joel, where those folks, The last category I mentioned, they just didn't want to put the harness on very much. I mean, they always thought they knew more than the franchisor did.
Yes.
And they just it's harder for those kind of folks to be successful. I think, as a franchisee. What do you think?
I agree. Those are the ones that tend to fail because they try to reinvent the wheel. And remember, when you invest into a franchise, you're buying their system. That's what you're paying for. They hopefully have made the mistakes already. You don't have to. So the ramp-up time isn't as fast in most cases.
If you buy a food franchise, and folks, I'm not making this up. This is not some wacky story, one of my many wacky stories. This is a real story. If you have a food franchise, and one of the food products you offer is chicken salad, and they say put the mayonnaise in third, by golly, they mean put the mayonnaise in third, don't they?
Yes, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. They figured that out. We're going to talk to Joel Lebava a little bit more about this. Actually, a lot more. He's got a lot more good things to tell us about, including some franchise opportunities that are pretty hot for this year and for the next several years. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. Classic song, classic singer. Still miss him. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our new friend Joel Lebava. He's not going to be a new friend for long because we found out where he lives now. We're going to be hanging on to him. Joel is a franchise expert, and his father founded a company called Franchise Selection Specialists, Incorporated, out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he's now operating it primarily. A family business is an interesting business, isn't it, Joel?
Yes, it sure is. It sure is. Ups and downs, but it's fun.
It has its challenges, but when it works, it's a beautiful thing. Joel, we desperately need to know your website, please.
Sure. It's www.theohiofranchisecenter.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
It is focused on franchise opportunities for the state of Ohio. It's educational in nature. And for residents of Ohio, suppliers, franchise companies, it's just an all-around website. It's the first of its kind that's owned by an Ohioan.
What if I live in Kentucky or Indiana or West Virginia and I'm just kind of over the line there? Will you help me if I live there too?
Oh, sure, sure. But we really are trying to promote franchising as a business model for residents of Ohio.
Right.
You know, it's an old manufacturing state.
Right.
You know, the northern part anyway. The southern part still has some farming. But, Ohio, interestingly enough, is ranked number 5 in the number of jobs because of franchise businesses.
A lot of people don't know that.
I don't know. You have Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati, and they're all pretty large cities, and then Akron and Canton is a very business-friendly area. I'm not sure. I wish I knew, but it's good.
Well, you know, I got an idea. I think it may go back to what you and I were talking about earlier, and that's this idea of so many people, a person coming out of a structured corporate background, which Ohio certainly has plenty of those kinds of folks who have been downsized, right-sized, and, you know, can-sacked, whatever, over the last 25 years. And those people, I think that kind of a profile is a perfect fit for a franchise.
It really is. It really is. I would say that 90% of the clients that I work with when I try to match them up to franchises are from the corporate environment. And they they all say the same thing. Joel, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous.
The other thing is you know, being in a major corporate, with major corporate background, that also doesn't foster a lot of creativity sometimes. And so maybe they want to just have somebody to come up with the idea for them and let them go out and carve their own place in the marketplace with this other idea, which I'd like for you to talk to us about. What would you say is the number one franchise opportunity in America today?
The number one franchise opportunity? I wouldn't give it a name. I would give it an area of interest, and that is service. The service industry is where it is all happening. You have time-starved, dual-income couples that don't have any time, that need residential services to give them some quality time back in their lives.
Joel, you've been listening to my show on the radio. How many times have you heard me say, in the 21st century, more and more, people are valuing their time more than their money?
It is true, and a lot of people come in and tell me that, Joel, I just want a little time for myself and my kids and my grandkids. And the other one is what you talk about all the time, the baby boomers that are retiring now.
Yep.
There are services and products that they need. The baby boomers that are retiring now are a lot different than our grandparents who held their money, you know, tight and put it under the mattress. These people have money to spend in general as their stock funds start building up again, as things start getting better. And they don't want to spend their time cleaning their houses or fixing things up. They want to travel, have entertainment. They want to give back to the community. Some of them are even going to buy franchises. That is our prediction.
Well, exactly. Oh, many of them will buy franchises. But the thing about it is whereas my parents, when they retired or when they semi-retired, you know, they did everything themselves that they could possibly do. And you know, myself, I'm not retired, but even when I have time, I may do some things, for myself or around the house or whatever. But I may not want to. I mean, I may do some things, but other things I don't want to do that. I want somebody else to fix those things for me. What about home improvement? Isn't that a great opportunity?
Oh, home improvement is wonderful. And you know, ever since 9/11, this nesting has been going on, and people are staying home more and they're spending more time. They're building sunrooms and redoing their kitchens and putting upscale window coverings in from 30 years ago. They have to redo them. Home improvement is huge. You know, that's the biggest investment people make in their lives. They want it to be nice.
Right. What about automobile industry?
Automobile industry always, always needs things. There's more and more cars on the road every year. Anything from transmission shops to more niche things. People want to customize their vehicles. There's new franchises that are allowing people to do that.
You know, Joe, one of the things, and this is not specifically franchise, this is anybody who owns a company like this. If you own any kind of a company that like an automotive type of company, especially, you know, one of my favorite examples is a tire store. You know, you should know when your customers' tires need replacing before your customers do.
That's
you should
right.
be calling them. You should be emailing them and saying, "Hey, you know, it's been 6 months. You need to come in or can we come pick up your car?" Back to the time-starved thing, we need to be knocking on their door saying, you know, you need to do business with us today so we can check your tires or whatever it might be, check your oil.
You are right.
I don't have time. I don't remember when to check my oil, but I need somebody to remind me of that.
That's right. Ding you on your email.
Hold on to this. Hold on to that thought, Joel. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Joel Lababa right after these messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joel Lababa is our guest and new friend, and he is the president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated out of beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. Joel, give us that website again, please.
www.theohiofranchisecenter.com.
Theohiofranchisecenter.com.
Yes.
Okay. If I live in Loma Linda, California, could I go to your website and learn some stuff?
You could learn some stuff, but I have another one that's with the national group FranNet that I'm with. FRANNET. FranNet.com. There are about 75 offices around the country. And we work in our local market.
Tell us what those guys do.
Those guys do what I do. We're all franchise consultants, and we work in matching folks that are interested in exploring opportunities to the right opportunities. And the fees are paid by the franchise companies, much like an executive recruiter.
I gotcha.
Yes,
good,
we were the original.
Good information, folks. And so check that out when you get a chance. That's FranNet.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Joel, you got something under a billion small business franchisee candidates sitting at your knee right now.
Yes.
And they desperately need to know what to do as a 1-2-3-4 step process. Where do they start? What's the first thing they should do to learn about and to find a franchise?
The first thing they should do is write a list of what they think they are good at, combining their previous experience and writing what they're good at. If they're good at selling, write that down. If they're good at organizing and operations, if they're better in the background, write that down. Once they do that, they need to do a net worth statement. not for me, but for themselves.
Right.
If you don't know where you are, you can't get where you want to go. And then after that, they need to meet with someone like myself or just go on the Internet and cruise around and see what's out there. We really recommend that people do not start by looking at their hobbies and their interests.
Really?
Really. Look
so
at
if I,
what
if
your
I love
core
skills. Pottery, if I love pottery, I should look for a pottery franchise?
No, it depends. Most people that love pottery aren't interested in the business aspect. They're interested in the pottery.
Right.
You have to run a business. You know, what is this all about 10 years from now? It's about building
equity.
It's that
parallel universe that goes along with the industry. You got to be in the industry and you got to run the business. Two different universes.
That's right. You're trying to build equity. What's in it 10 years from now? It's about equity.
You mentioned the net worth thing. A lot of people probably are surprised when a franchisor, the person with the franchise that you may want to buy, when they start scrutinizing your finances, a lot of people probably are surprised when they find out that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's very important. A really good franchise company will not take a candidate that has a lower net worth than is required. And that's the kind of franchise.
They have profiles. They have parameters that they require, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. That's the kind of franchise company you want to be with. You don't want to be with a franchise company that takes you because you have money and you're breathing.
Don't we have a right to ask them about their financials, too?
You sure do, and it's part of the legal document called the UFOC. It's a huge document, and their financials are displayed right in front of you, and they must give it to you.
That's what UFOC stands for.
That is Uniform Franchise Offering Circular.
It's like a security document, isn't it, basically?
It sure is. By law, 23 items must be in there, and part of it are the financials of the franchise company.
Yep. What about the management of the franchisor? Shouldn't we ask a lot of questions about who's going to be helping me? Where can I get training? That kind of thing.
Yes, you want to go visit the franchise headquarters for what's called a discovery day. They meet you, you meet them, you see who's going to be helping support you. You see if it's a real company or not. You touch it and you feel it.
Let's say that I identify what my net worth is.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get an idea about my financial picture. Should I start looking for companies? Would one of the ways I would weed them out, if I wanted to be in the franchise business, have a franchise within a year, should I start looking for companies that actually have that threshold, my income or my financial level as a threshold?
Maybe. I would maybe do the opposite. I would make sure that the ones I like are affordable, but I'd start eliminating the ones that I find out are too high. And
right.
I guess
that's what I mean. The ones that we're not going to be able to never going to make, or at least not right now, anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A lot of the fast food franchises are $500,000-$600,000.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Prohibitive for most people.
Sure it is, but there's a lot of interesting opportunities under the radar screen, and that's what we're good at finding.
Joel, give us the website one more time.
www.theohiofranchisecenter.com or frannet.com.
Hey, Joel, we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
Sure.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you in August. We're going to look each other up when I'm there in August with the ACCE. Hey, thanks, Joel. See you next time. Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen. Franchising. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.